Hey, sorry about that podcast yesterday. We were pretty hungover. Today we talk about food that's really hard to eat. I put my retainer in and I do some sports talk for you. And we play good news. Enjoy.
This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107. Trending this hour.
Okay, apparently all we need to do to win the Oilers is have McDavid get 5 point nights every night.
That's what happened last night?
Yeah. It reminds me of that scene in Happy Gilmore when he gets a hole in one on a par four. He's like, oh, I don't have to putt? Wow, that's so much easier. I should just do that every time. That's what we need from McDavid. 4 goals and an assist last night.
Okay, that's so hot.
9 shots. Like, he was an absolute machine last night.
But it's because he was playing a team he hasn't played yet, right? Didn't he want to show them who was boss?
Well, yeah, they haven't played them yet this year. And
that's
they were first in the league. I think more so that is a reason to really show up, to be like, yeah, you guys can laugh at us all you want, but watch us kick the crap out of you.
Uh-huh.
Goilers. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
All right, what else is trending?
Frasier dad, John Mahoney, died yesterday at the age of 77. That makes me sad. I was never a big Frasier fan because I think I was too young, but I would totally watch it now, especially now that I'm a radio host.
Yeah. You'd like the dog in it a lot, too.
I remember the dog.
Jack Russell Terrier was pretty cute.
Because what show was on right before Frasier every time? Was it Friends? Because one of my favorite shows would be on, and then as soon as it ended, Frasier would start, and I'd be like, nah.
Okay, yeah, I think it might have been Friends.
I think
actually.
So.
Also trending, these Doritos, the lady-friendly versions. They did some research and found that women don't like to crunch loudly or lick their fingers when eating in front of people, so they're quieter and less messy.
Oh.
I've already figured out how to have a quieter, less messy chip. You just suck off all of the stuff or get your man to, and then just put the chips back in the bag.
That's disgusting.
Less crunch, less of a mess.
Hot 107.
I won't say his name, but I had a buddy who used to wear underwear like 3 or 4 days in a row. That, like, he just was never taught otherwise. And it was just so disturbing to us when we found out.
Yeah, like, I went to school with people where they'd have the underwear that says Tuesday on the back, and then you'd see them still wearing it on Friday. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he'd just hit the shower and chuck them back on. I think he even pulled the, like, turning them inside out after a couple days move. Yeah, messed up. I also have a buddy who goes commando, and he, like, will wear his jeans 5-6 times in a row. I'm like, that's kind of like you're just wearing your underwear that long.
It always amazes me when I meet people that don't wash their pants.
Yeah.
Are you scared they're going to shrink? Because you can air dry those.
Well, my brother has a couple pairs of jeans that he doesn't like to wash, so he puts them in the freezer.
What does that do? Just gets rid of the smell?
Well, it, like, yeah, it cleans them, kills any bacteria and germs that are on them.
Huh. Does he keep it, like, right beside the kids' chicken nuggets?
I think he has, like, a bag that he puts them in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not a terrible idea.
But what about, like, the stains on them?
Well, that, like, he doesn't eat hot dogs the same way you do.
Oh.
When he dives right in and ends up with mustard shrapnel everywhere.
Okay, so tell me this stat on the amount of people that, what is it? They wear their underwear more than
At least twice before washing.
Ew.
1 in 5 people.
You guys, it's an easy habit to break.
Just go to Costco. You can buy a 75-pack of Gaunch for like $4. And then just
change them. Every day.
If I wake up in the morning, throw on my thong, and just chill out for a bit, and then I shower a couple hours later, I'll even go to a brand new pair of underwear. Why would you shower and then put on old stuff when it doesn't take any time to wash them or fold them?
Like, do you think we sound like underwear snobs?
Yeah. If I'm going to be a snob about anything, it's going to be underwear.
Huh.
Why not?
Yeah.
And, like, get comfy pairs. The amount of time you spend in them. Don't waste. If you got a pair of underwear that are uncomfortable every time you put them on, throw those sons of bitches out.
Get some comfy uns.
Pardon me. I'm getting fairly fired up here. The stats that I read, the research also said for general clothing items, People admitted to wearing coats about 8 times before washing them, like jackets.
Am I supposed to wash my fall jackets?
I had no idea about that either.
Okay.
Blouses and dresses 2 times, shirts 3 times.
I'm actually just shocked that people can wear a blouse in general, because I'm such a avid sweater that I can't even wear it once. How can you wear it twice in a row? What is your secret?
Secret
deodorant?
Yeah. Hot 107. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be on your TV again.
What? Doing what?
This time he's producing and starring in a 10-episode reality competition series called The Titan Games.
So what is it?
So my guess is it's almost like American Gladiator meets American Ninja Warrior.
So is he the host or he's actually participating?
No, he's the host.
Cool.
And like I said, he'll be producing it as well. So it offers everyday people the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to compete in epic head-to-head challenges designed to test mind, body, and heart.
I'd watch that.
I would watch that, too. So it's going to be also what I can kind of picture it being is, I can't even think of the name.
How Fear funny Factor. Is this?
No, what's the kind of exercise where people, like, go until their heart explodes?
What?
Like, what's the form of exercise?
Cardio?
No. It's like, this is funny that I can't even remember the name. But where people are, like, a lot of calisthenics, a lot of pull-ups.
CrossFit?
Yes. There we go. So I can see it being, like, head-to-head CrossFit.
Right. It better be more than just that. Because I won't watch that. It'll just make me feel crappy about what I'm doing, which is sitting on the couch and eating Doritos.
Well, and also the world's strongest man type things, like pulling trucks and jumping over things. And it's going to be pretty awesome, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, you'll feel lazy while you're watching it. No different than the Victoria's Secret show, though, where you sit there and watch it and are like, man, I bet these people can't enjoy a bag of chips.
They really can't.
So you're like, yeah, I'm a little bit jealous of your abs, but at the same time, you're not having any fun when you get home. Like, how's your hot water with lemon?
Ew.
TitanGamesCasting.com. They are looking for soldiers. So,
are you going to audition?
No. Nope.
Yeah, me either.
I couldn't even remember the name CrossFit. Mama. Hi, Mama. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Rupert Don't Want No Scrubs on Twitter. Squirrels always act like it's their first day of being a squirrel.
Aww.
Hey, something good. Tell me something good.
On Ryder in the Morning.
Only with Hot 107.
All too often, the news is filled with terrible stories, so today and every weekday at around this time, we tweak that a little bit with some positive stuff. Lisa Evans, start us off.
I posted this story on our Facebook page, Hot 107 Edmonton. These two young kids, a boy and a girl, lost their father, and their mother decided to pay tribute to dad and have them write a poem by attaching them to some balloons and letting them go up to heaven. So there's video footage of them releasing them, and then it was a couple weeks later, she got some mail, and it was from two complete strangers, a couple, because these balloons landed on their front porch. And they just said, hey, we got your information by looking up his obituary online. And we did some research on your kids and what they're into. Like, that's how creepy Facebook is, but it works for stuff like this, right? And so they're like, we're going to send you guys a care package. And so they got the address and sent them gifts that the daughter would like and the son would like and the dog. And the mom.
Okay.
And that, said it was from daddy. How sweet is that?
That is starting to get a little bit creepy, but it's beautiful.
It is.
Tell me something good.
My story, some pretty significant strides have been made in a cancer vaccine that eliminated 97% of tumors in mice. Human trials are going to start next. But it's a shot that goes directly into the tumor, so you don't have to go through like entire body procedures as far as like chemo goes and stuff. So this would just crack down and just really zone in on the one spot where the tumor is. And so far, it's looking like it's really good. So hopefully we can keep you updated on that with human trials next. And they say it's a really cheap approach as well, which would help a lot of people. I mean, our country, we're covered for the most part.
Yeah.
But I know that other places around the world, this would be a massive breakthrough.
Tell me something good.
Hot 107, Ryder and Lisa, you said a story was had gone viral yesterday about McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
Causing hair growth.
There's a chemical in McDonald's French fries that could cure baldness. So they fed them to some mice, and the mice grew this like black furry head of hair, which is actually creepy and gross the more you think about it.
Yeah, I don't know like if a black furry head of hair would suit me.
And also, like, what kind of chemical is in these French fries that's causing hair growth? Like,
that's a little disturbing. Sick. Well, it's funny because I normally don't eat fries. I'm like two burger type guy.
Right.
Or like a burger and nuggets or just a burger. I always feel like the fries are...
The fries are what will fatten you up,
I don't enjoy them enough for the caloric intake.
Uh-huh.
So I usually skip the fries and I'm bald. Like, they're balding.
I'm all about the fries.
And look at that head of hair.
I know.
Look at that back.
I do not have back hair.
Justin, would you like to play Good News, Bad News?
I would.
All right. I'm going to read you the start of some stories. Pausing if the story's positive or negative, okay?
Okay.
Transportation Safety Board said two planes in Calgary.
Oh, good story.
Transportation Safety Board said two planes in Calgary were only 14 seconds away from hitting each other after miscommunication. It's a bad story.
But that's a good story. No. They made it.
No, the fact that it was even that close, bad story.
Okay.
Okay.
We're both upset. Okay.
A Texas real estate agent is drawing attention to her properties with...
Bad story.
Signs bearing an unusual offer, $250 in free tacos with the purchase of this home. That's a good story.
This is hard.
Not doing so well.
0 for 2, my friend. Officials at a Texas middle school said a student is being disciplined after hiring a...
Bad story.
Stripper to perform at the school. Upon arrival, she realized it was a prank and called the office of the school, reported the incident. That is a bad story. You can't do that.
No. No.
All right, you got to get the next two right to win, buddy.
Okay.
A Houston couple has reported that their entire house...
Bad story.
...was stolen.
Like, out of the ground?
Yes. Their one-bedroom, one-bathroom cabin was missing from their property. They hadn't been there since last November, and since then, the whole house is gone. Bad story. You can't steal homes.
Okay, one more.
Premier Notley and the new Saskatchewan premier...
Bad story.
You want to try that again?
Good story.
Discuss action against BC over delays to the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion. Yay, provinces working together. That's a good story.
Woo! You did it.
Thank you.
We'll see you at Charlie's Oil Kings party on Family Day. That should be a pretty good time.
Yeah, I think so.
She asked what her job entails. This is my six-year-old.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, just talking to a few people, giving some high fives. She's like, cool, cool. Will there be hot dogs? I was like, yeah, there can be hot dogs. She's like, cool. Can I get on that big screen? I was like, we'll see what we can do. She's like, okay, we have a deal.
Hot 107.
All right, so this is the mashup of two of our favorite segments, Retainer Tuesday and...
Lisa's Sports Minute.
All right, so tell us what's going on. Last night, big NHL game here in town?
Yeah, we played Tampa Bay and we won.
Who's their best player again?
Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Fleury.
Nope. Steven
Stebnik.
not Steven Stebnik, no. Close.
Steven Stamko.
There's an S on the end of it.
Stamkos. But no, Connor McDavid had a hat trick.
Well, he had 4 goals, actually. And?
1 assist.
I knew that word was going to be awesome. Okay, cool. Well, next action for the Oilers is
probably Saturday.
No.
Oh, Thursday.
No.
Tomorrow.
Yep. And do you remember who they're playing again tomorrow?
No.
Okay, cool.
Can you give me a hint?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you a hint. Jonathan Quick is their goalie.
Oh, the Avalanche.
No. The Kings.
Oh.
Where are they from?
They're from Los Angeles.
There we go. Nice one. Okay, I was meaning to ask you, too. You watched Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Who won again?
The Eagles.
Nice one. And, oh, yeah, the quarterback won MVP, right? What's his name again?
Dylan.
Dylan?
It's Dylan.
There's no quarterbacks named Dylan.
Dylan Hitchcock.
Nick Foles won the MVP.
Yeah, he's really attractive. He was going to retire, but okay. Then he was like, nah, and then he won the Super Bowl.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Lisa's Sports Minute combined with Retainer Tuesday. Good job, Lisa.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Drive safe.
One of our friends had a bad breakup this weekend, so we got to talking about times we've been dumped in the greasiest ways. And I have a story from grade 6 that still stings. No, I was grade 7. She was grade 6.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. She actually got my best friend to call and break up for her. So I was out shooting gophers, and I came into the house.
Just being so manly, too.
Yeah.
Look at you.
And Chris says, hey, Terry doesn't want to do this anymore. So I went. First thing I did was go into my room and rip down the Terry I had cut out in construction paper with the heart above my bed. Threw that on the ground really hard. That was it for us.
So, like, what is Terry up to these days? Have you kept in touch with him?
Yeah, she made...
Oh, it's a girl.
Her, yeah. She made me MC her wedding. That stung.
What? You MC'd her wedding?
About 15 years later, yeah.
Did you make any jokes about her dumping you?
Yes.
Of course, you have
no,
to.
No, about her getting my best right. friend to dump me. Coward. Anyway.
Coward. That's my Imagine story. Being called a coward on your wedding day in front of all of the guests.
I think I may have called her
That's
that.
That's funny. Hot 107. Got this text into 780107 that says, I got dumped a week before Valentine's Day. This was many years ago with zero explanation. A week after Valentine's Day, he came up to me laughing his butt off, saying that he just didn't want to buy me anything for Valentine's, and that was the reason why he dumped me. And then he asked if we could get back together.
I really hope you said no.
They did.
Good.
They said no.
Good.
What a turd.
All right.
The dollar store has an entire aisle, by the way. I indulge there every year.
Or just use some like Burger King coupons. Give her those. all right. Talks a lot, RJ, on the phone. Fire away, bud.
Oh, not much. Just calling to tell you the time I did the dumping in a greasy way.
Okay.
My now wife, we were like in high school, and I sent her a big, long MySpace message telling her how, like, I didn't really want to be with her anymore. And, you know, it wasn't her. It was me. And I just wasn't ready. And
then you married her.
Well, you know what? We actually went on a little break. Well, during that whole break, we hung out anyways.
Okay.
And she was very persistent. She wore a lot of revealing.
Hey, can I put you on hold for a quick second?
For sure.
After a week or so, her and I just, you know, it kind of just happened. We were like, hey, we're together again. Hey, how about that?
And, yeah, there you go. Awesome. Hey, thanks for the call, RJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Bye. See ya. All right, what do you got for us?
It's not a breakup story because it never really got that far, but one time in grade 4, someone found out I had a crush on them, and they told the teacher. like I was in, like, they're like, I'm telling.
Narc.
And then they put their hand up.
No.
And I, like, sat there nervously hoping they wouldn't call him, and then they did. And then he announced it, you know.
That is just
cruel. That moment
cruel.
Stuck with me.
You didn't need him in your life anyway.
No.
Who needs that kind of negative energy
exactly.
in their life, right?
What's your name?
Paddletail. My name is Monica.
All right, Monica, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
This is my favorite text so far. 780107 with your breakup story. I got dumped with a crumpled up note on a field trip bus in sixth grade. I still hate you, Laura. Apparently, Kylie Jenner named her baby Butterfly, like the Spanish word for that, which I can't remember what that is.
Mariposa.
Wow. Can you speak Spanish?
Mm.
Count to 10.
Okay. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, siete, ocho, nueve.
I don't know. I watched some Dora. The contest is called Say Something Filthy. We'll give you a word. You have to call somebody and get them to say it in less than a minute. You can't tell them it's a radio contest. You can't tell them something that it rhymes with. You can't spell it. You got to be creative. Yesterday's word was mud, because that's filthy. Today's word, nipple. So we've got Cheryl on the phone who's going to be calling her brother and trying to get him to say that.
Hello?
Hi. What did Wesley get pierced?
What?
What did Wesley get pierced?
His nipple.
On his chest.
Yay, nipple! I heard Yay. A nipple in there!
Awesome.
Okay, I just hung up on your brother, so he's going to be so confused, but you're going to Justin Timberlake. So, this new potato chip, who's bringing it?
Lace? Doritos.
Doritos?
I don't think it's actually true. I think it was their way to get attention, because they said they might be coming out with lady-friendly chips. They were trying to cause some controversy, and it worked.
Everybody's talking about it. But they did say they did some research,
okay.
And ladies prefer not to hear the crunch and don't like the mess. So they suggested that they're coming out with lady-friendly crisps.
But I like the crunchiest chips possible. Like, Miss Vicky's are my jam.
Right.
So I don't care if it bugs other people.
Right. Okay, but you're a little bit different from, obviously, the majority of the ladies that were surveyed in this.
Right.
We started talking about other foods that are kind of difficult to eat, though, that you wish they could tweak a little bit. The golf course hot dog for me is on the top of the list.
Why?
Because I really like condiments. Like, I'll put everything that they have on it. And then all of a sudden you're like trying to eat it and set it down on the golf cart. You're bouncing around.
Right. Like, there are specific people. Like, people are waiting for the next hole, right?
Well, and that's right. Like, you're in a hurry. And I often wear white pants when I'm golfing.
Oh, yeah. This is giving me anxiety.
See? And I just like watching the sturd fall off the end of the hot dog.
But you can't say no to a hot dog.
I know, especially a golf course hot dog. It's like the best. So what I end up doing is pretty much standing over the garbage can and just rifling it home.
Then you're sick.
But then, yeah, my tummy hurts. So we're putting that on the list. Lisa's suggestion for foods that are too difficult to eat coming up after Marshmallow and Khalid with Silence.
I have a different reason, though.
Okay. We want to hear yours, too. 780-107 is the text line.
Okay, so we're talking about foods that are difficult to eat. This after the Doritos. Doritos is saying that they're making lady-friendly chips that are quieter. Why lady? Like, guys chew, too. It's
yeah,
gross.
I just don't think the majority of guys care that much.
I think
about
that this
being
was
proper. It's the same as you ladies on first dates. You order stuff that's, like, easy to eat, that you definitely won't spill, that's not too loud.
Personally, I will get the full rack of ribs, mashed potatoes, gravy on the side. Okay, fine, I'll get asparagus. Fine. Okay, so my food of choice that I find difficult to eat is when I'm in a group setting, we're out at a pub, heck, even at home, and someone makes nachos. Because I want the best ones.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a race, and then I get really sick because I'm eating so fast. I'm taking all the ones with the most cheese on them.
Yeah, I go after the most meat and the jalapenos when I'm having nachos, too. And then, like, after I'm done, I'll just sit back and watch everybody else eat the scraps, and then I feel like it's unfair.
Yeah, like the plain chips.
Hey, you can't transition from the good ones back to the bad ones. You need to start with the bad ones and then go after the good ones as you go, but you can't do that if you're sharing a big platter of nachos. And that's the only way they come now, too, is here's a tractor tire filled with a bunch of nachos.
And that's why you also have to be quick, because you got to get as much salsa as possible before
right.
everyone else inhales it. So it's a battle. Every time there are nachos, I'm like, okay, are we friends? Is this war?
Yeah. You almost need to each get a plate, a side plate, draft, and then have a draft. And you're like with the first overall selection, I choose that one.
I'm going to grab the McDavid of chips.
Right.
That big one in the center with a big pile of cheese on it and a scoop of guac.
And with my second round choice, I'll then take the ones with like the jalapeno or whatever. But yeah, no, I'd have a good plan. We're asking you things you find hard to eat or too hard to eat. Donairs. Thank you.
every time I have one, it's a friggin' disaster. Thank goodness for the little donair condoms that come with them.
Yeah.
Little baggies.
Wrap it up.
This text, any cream-filled donut, no matter what, the filling always squirts out the back on me. That's why you have to start by eating where the squirt hole
is. Yeah, you got to find the squirt hole or do what I do, one bite.
Just go after it. Tomorrow morning at 8:05, be here, be square, be there, be here.
Be there, be...
Anyway, if
a
you want
loser.
Justin Timberlake tickets, you're going to be here on Hall 107 all week, just after 8 o'clock. We're giving those away. All right, we've been talking about food that is too tricky to eat.
But you'll still eat it.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not stopping you, but it's just difficult. And nachos came up. You said that like it's really difficult for you not to go after the chip that has all the cheese on it. And we got a couple texts about the Nucleus chip. And I was like, that's got to be from a TV show if a few people have said it. So I tracked the clip down, and it makes a whole bunch of sense. This is from King of Queens.
Whoa, whoa, guy, what are you doing?
What? You're taking all the cheese.
It came up with the chip.
Yeah, because you grabbed the Nucleus.
What?
Every pile of nachos has one main chip that holds the whole thing together. The Nucleus. You don't take the Nucleus. You work around it. You honor it.
That's Nachos 101, man.
It's legit, too.
It is.
Whiskey Todd took the Nucleus chip at Super Bowl Sunday. I'm just going to call him out for that right now.
He also ate the entire sour cream bowl. So.
Yeah, I'm never sharing nachos with him again.
Deanne wrote, lettuce wraps. Ugh, I always end up scooping stuff up that's fallen everywhere.
Yeah, I feel that way about like going just a protein burger or whatever they call it, where there's no bun. You just get it lettuce wrapped?
The lettuce, yeah.
It's a disaster. Talking about food that's difficult to eat. Just got a call. Great suggestion. Putting the soft shell all like over top of the hard shell. Because tacos crumble in your hands, but not if you double wrap it.
I would use it like it's a donair wrapper. So I would like have it at the bottom so all of the stuff that falls out
just lands in it. And
then you make a soft taco with what's left over.
Taco inception.
Yeah, next level. This text says sushi.
Yeah.
Every time I eat sushi, I feel like I should have 911 on speed dial just in case because I can't bite it in half. The whole thing's going in.
Right, like when you're talking about like a California roll.
Yeah.
Basic girl sushi.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
They're delicious.
It's fine.
But dangerous.
It's true. Some of the pieces are so big, and if you try to bite them in half, they go everywhere. Plus, I've been using chopsticks since I was like 10, and I still don't feel like I'm 100% comfortable with them.
Oh, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. Mm. I just stab the food.
Yeah. You're like my 6-year-old.
Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning
with Lisa Evans,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
That was the podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to us and support us. Please like it, share it, comment, do whatever you got to do. Talk to you tomorrow.